This is the Padua Podcast Network.
Running a Fever, Episode 116. A Roadside Park in the Natural State.
Well, I had everything packed up. I had my recorder, I had my action camera, I had everything. Now, right now, there's probably so much noise that you can't even hear me. I'm getting as close as I can to the phone, and that's probably going to cause distortion. It's a terrible situation, but you know what? I was traveling along, I'm traveling for the holidays. And, you know, I got out walking, and believe it or not, even on the side of the highway like this, I found these parks. This one's got some sawed down trees, and there's some pretty decent walking trails just right on the highway. Now, I am in Arkansas, which is a beautiful state. It's called the Natural State. And there's a reason for that. If you've been here, you can see how beautiful it is and all of the nature that we have access to. But everywhere you are, there's some kind of nature that you can get out and experience. So I wanted to just get out and encourage you to do that, because we've talked about travel before and making the best of a situation when you're outside of your normal routine, which for me is a big deal. I'm a big routine guy. Habits are important to me and help me do things, both good and bad, that I want to do. But the goal is to have the good habits outweigh the bad habits. So traveling is difficult. It's a challenge that I face, and I'm sharing that with you and how I deal with it. And I'm walking in a beautiful roadside park, which I believe is close to Faulkner County in Arkansas. And it's spelled just like the author, William Faulkner, my favorite author. Anyway, there are a number of pine trees here. I've got a nice picture of myself with the pine trees. And had I actually brought my action cam, then I would have video for you. I can't do it at the same time that I'm recording, because I'm recording on my Android phone. But I'm standing here, and it's right along Interstate 40. It's a beautiful wooded area. I can look out the back side of it away from the interstate, and there is, I can actually see the mountains and kind of an open field area. And it's beautiful, shady. It's close to the end of December. It's actually December 22nd as I record this. And it's beautiful. It's probably about 50 degrees outside. And man, I'm really enjoying it. And it's important for me to get out of the vehicle and stretch my legs and get fresh air. And it just, psychologically, I've been talking about that a lot lately. Psychological health is important, just as important probably, maybe even more important than your physical health. And for me, it's a big part of my life is trying to keep myself psychologically fit. And part of that is recognizing that there is more to life than cubicles and computer screens and TV shows and all of the other things that keep me in a closed environment. I have to come out here because I feel that I am closer to God when I get out here. I know that God is always with me, but I feel closer when I get out here in nature and walk around. That's what I'm doing. It's not going to be a big 5-mile walk today, and I'd be surprised if I get 5,000 steps because I'm going to be driving most of the day. But I've been able already a couple times to get out and walk for a few minutes, and I'm, you know, not walking around a track or down a city street. I'm walking among the trees and the fresh air. And I hope that you'll do that when you're traveling, even on a long interstate journey like I've got to do today. And that is a good practice to keep you in health, both psychologically and physically. So, you know, every time I come up with something like this, it's because I got the fever for health. I got the fever for fitness, medicine, diet, and I hope you get that too. If you don't have it, get it. If you got the fever, keep it. I'll talk to you next time.